Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
A member of Destiny's Child checks into a mental health facility. Cardi B reaches another milestone. And who's on the list of the highest paid celebrities? Melissa has the juice and sports coming up.
Did Snoop Dogg knock up his alleged mistress? And in sports, looks like a blockbuster trade in the NBA is about to go down.
But first, Emmanuel Lopes, the suspect accused of killing Sergeant Michael Chesna and 77-year-old Vera Adams in Weymouth, pleaded not guilty to two murder charges yesterday. He was wheeled into the courtroom wearing a hospital gown and was ordered held without bail. His attorney asked for his client to be sent to Bridgewater State Hospital for an evaluation. Meanwhile, arrangements for Sergeant Chesna have been announced. A wake will be held tomorrow at St. Mary's Church in Hanover, and a funeral mass will be held on Friday. Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child has checked into a mental health facility for depression. So you may or may not have known, but she's very much been a vocal advocate for raising awareness of mental health in the past. And she's talked a lot about people recognizing when they should get help. Well, she did release a statement saying that she had to listen to her own advice and get help herself. So we wish her the best. Cardi B reached another milestone. She just crossed the 1 billion worldwide streams on Apple Music, and she joins Nicki Minaj and Rihanna and Adele, who have also reached that milestone. And you might remember she set another record back in April when her album Invasion of Privacy became the most streamed album by a female artist in a single week with over 100 million streams worldwide. Boy, she is just living her best life right now. And nothing like talking about rich people. So Forbes is out with their Celebrity 100 list of the highest paid celebrities, and this is their pre-tax earnings from June 1st, 2017 to June 1st, 2018. And number one on that list is Floyd Mayweather with $285 million. Just sit there for a second and think about having that much money in 1 year. That is insane.
Yeah, that...
God.
His net worth is like a billion, right, Floyd? Jeez. It's got to be. So like 285 in 1 year is insane.
God. Well, the rest of the top five, George Clooney, Kylie Jenner, Judge Judy, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay, wait. Time out. Rewind. You said Judge Judy?
Judge Judy.
She's
always on the list.
I know, and I don't understand that. Like, people watch that show?
Apparently so.
I don't understand that. I always thought that show was a joke, and you're right. She ends up on this list all the time. I don't get it.
I mean, it's probably not just for that. Maybe she does appearances.
Yeah, she's got to be doing something.
And there are some hip-hop artists on the list. Jay-Z at number 25 with $76 million. Diddy's at 32 with $64 million. Beyonce, 35 with $60 million. And Kendrick Lamar at 37 with $58 million. My God. Here's Melissa with the juice.
All right, well, Beyonce needs to just announce her pregnancy already. Like, this whole trying to hide it stuff is, like, ridiculous. The rumor's been out there for about a month now. And normally, I don't listen to these rumors because everybody just keeps throwing them out there until eventually it's true. But more recently, her show in Paris over the weekend, like, a lot of videos recently, she looks, let's just say, a little bloated. But over the weekend in Paris, this video, it's on our Get Up Crew Facebook page if you want to see it. This one,
Who doesn't look bloated from time to time?
Pebs, listen, there's a difference between looking like a little bloated and looking like you got a bun in the oven, and I really think that this one is probably the proof that we would need. So go to our Get Up Crew Facebook page and see it. And also, too, she wore a shirt recently that had Carter 4 written on it, and everybody was like, oh, she's talking about the fourth kid. And then others were pointing out, though, on the other side of it, saying that she recently took a picture with Jay-Z and she had a half-drunk bottle of Corona next door. But that doesn't mean anything. Like, who's to say that she was the one that drank that? So, I don't know. Who knows? I'm telling you, there'll be an announcement coming up in the next couple of weeks. They're in town in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. We'll hear something before they're here at Gillette on August 5th, I guarantee. Drake fans can relax. He is not dating Blac Chyna. Now, that rumor was going around because they were seen leaving a club around 5 a.m. recently after they were in VIP hanging out all night. And despite the fact that one blogger says Drake loves well-endowed women with loose morals, Drake's people confirm that he and Chyna are just friends.
Put that on your dating profile.
Isn't that awesome? I thought that was the best line ever. And in the past hour, Snoop Dogg's alleged side chick, Selena Powell, tweeted that she was pregnant with his kid. Now, keep in mind who this woman is. She's also the woman who tried to dupe everyone for 9 months, saying she was pregnant with Offset's kid, and then came out and admitted she lied about the whole thing, that she was never even pregnant in the first place. She's got some serious issues. And this is also the same woman who released a text chain of she and Snoop flirting with each other and sending photos back and forth. But Snoop just dropped the trailer for his new reality show, Clout Chasers, and Selena is featured in it. So pretty much insinuating. Right. The whole thing is promotion for Snoop's show. So the fact that she keeps saying, though, that she's pregnant with these, I just don't understand it. And here we go. In sports, looks like we'll know soon enough where Kawhi Leonard is going to end up. Word is the Spurs and the Raptors are engaged in serious talks on a trade surrounding Kawhi and DeMar DeRozan. And DeMar DeRozan just put up on his Instagram story in the last couple of hours. He wrote, "Be told one thing and the outcome another. Can't trust them. Ain't no loyalty in this game. They'll sell you out quick. Soon, you'll understand." So it looks like there's definitely some sort of a trade going on that'll probably be announced later on today. And Major League Baseball's All-Star Game went into extra innings last night. The American League ended up winning 8-6. And the Red Sox are back in action on Friday night versus the Tigers. And that is your sports.
All right. Cloudy start, turning sunny by afternoon. 81 for your high. We'll have a clear night tonight. Temperatures in the low 60s and mostly sunny tomorrow. 76 for your high. 72 degrees right now. This report made hot by Sullivan Tire, online at SullivanTire.com.